Blog Talk Radio.
Put a new face on an old kitchen. The Home Depot's cabinet experts can reface your kitchen cabinets for a mini makeover in a fraction of the time and cost of new cabinets. Our licensed local experts can get the job done right away. So don't face another year in an outdated kitchen. Try refacing it. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. To learn more, visit homedepot.com/refacing. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers, including 85434-42144.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so proud and thrilled to be here another week with you all. And today we're really looking forward to our show. We're going to fly by on this show as usual. And today, instead of going over two different topics, we're going to stick with one. I hope everybody's enjoying this time of year, no matter where you are. And today we're going to talk about, for businesses, this is going to be cover businesses, sellers, buyers, and business owners of many businesses, as well as anybody in the market. So I think you'll enjoy it immensely. If you're a business and you need help increasing profits, or you're a buyer or seller and want to buy and increase your credit score, we have a treat for you today. Carla Bennett has a proven track record. She's owner of KB Global Enterprises, LLC, and she helps companies increase their bottom line through analysis, building their pipeline, and so much more. She's got a passion for this and has years of experience. She loves to help countless companies increase revenue while helping tens and thousands of clients make purchases they were once unable to make because of a low credit score, and so much more. Her main market is lenders, realtors, finance officers, small business owners, and many more. I've got a list here of, accountants, pastors, insurance brokers, human resource directors, small business owners, real estate agents, mortgage professionals, loan officers, general managers with banking, attorneys, accountants, nonprofit organizations, automobile dealers. When it comes to business, you know, it's just like when you're building a house. You have to have your foundation and a plan, and then your large plan, and then you go step by step and follow a plan. And she's just amazing in being able to, I can tell, but from looking at everything and then figuring out a plan for you. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Carla Bennett. Hey.
Hey, how are you doing today? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on. Well, this is going to be an exciting, this hour is going to run by very fast, as it always does. And we're in such a time that the markets are good, a lot better than it had been in a while, but you still have so many people that are at standstills, or sometimes people that, you know, until they really see the plan, aren't really getting to where they want to be. So it looks like you have a lot of experience in helping people move from point A, B, all the way down to Z. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to this passion that you do so well.
Okay, great. Yes, like you said before, Ned, this market that we are currently in is a good market. Job market, unemployment rate is down. So it's a good time to actually buy and sell homes and things like that. We're coming out of recession and people are losing success. But me personally, why I actually got into the credit restoration business is I personally had some challenges in my life. I had a time where I got laid off my job, and, of course, I depleted my savings, and I just needed help with my credit and be able to get another house. And, of course, real estate, I had to sell a couple of real estate investment properties, and just being that the market had turned. So I wanted to find a program or situation that you can actually, you know, they actually help you with your credit and overall finances. So that's what I was looking for, and that's kind of why I got into the market. I'm coming from an IT background, but which eventually went over to a full-time transition. So that's kind of a little bit of my story.
It seems pain sometimes really gets us to create, doesn't it? It looks like everything, so many things we see created or that really do well with are not just about somebody saying, hey, how can I go make a dollar? It's usually, it comes from you really creating it out of what you went through on your own, and I think that's beautiful. That's really
Right. So, yeah, definitely a pain point because most times a lot of millionaires, a lot of people transition because of a pain point. That's why a lot of people start companies or nonprofits. Because of a traumatic situation or just something painful that happened in their lives. So that's kind of where I did, and I love helping people and seeing them get either to become a first-time home buyer or even turning around their credit for just getting that car they wanted, or maybe they're the first person in their family to actually have a credit score over 700. So I get so much joy and pleasure out of helping those individuals.
That's wonderful. So tell us, KB Global Enterprises, right? Are you all doing loans? Are you doing specifically counseling or a little bit of everything? Tell me a little bit more about it, how we do it.
Not a problem. So we actually educate the person overall as far as finances. Now, we just don't focus on credit. We don't lend, actually, but we do have lenders that we partner with, but we help the overall client with their financial literacy. So meaning that we want to protect their identity from getting stolen. So if their identity ever gets stolen, we partner up with another company called Financial Education Services that's partnered up with LifeLock. They protect their identity for up to $1 million in coverage. And also, we offer a plan. Of course, once you get your house, you have your house, and now you want to protect your family. Just in a case, in an event that something happens to you. So we help you create a will, willpower and trust, and also get you financial power attorney. Because sometimes that medical financial power attorney, because sometimes you may be in a coma for maybe like a 2 or 3 weeks or be in the hospital where you can't work and you need someone to take over your finances, maybe to pay your bills. So we help you overall with that as well. And of course, over 60% of Americans have debt as well. But go ahead, you were saying something?
No, I was just saying it's amazing when you see how many people do not have even just a simple will, let alone a trust or the other documents in place. There's so many people that pass away and do not have these things in order, and there's a lot of sense of security to be able to do it. So I get messed. So take me through. You go through and you say, okay, somebody wants to contact you, and then you go step by step and look at the overall picture of where they are with their finances, credit.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, I know you mentioned LifeLock. I know we use, Legal Shield? Prepaid Legal is now Legal Shield. They have a program also for identity theft. It's so important these days to include this. So just take us through a little bit about somebody comes to you and interview them first and see what's going on, and then you place them or put them in educational classes, just trying to go through a kind of a step-by-step situation.
Okay, great. So someone actually comes to me, and they now I usually give my clients either through referrals or through ads, and they come to me. None is in there coming to me for credit restoration. So once they come to me, I analyze their credit, and we see where they are, and see they're either trying to purchase a home, purchase a vehicle, or maybe get a security clearance for their jobs, or maybe get a better job, because a lot of times jobs now, especially banking industry and federal government, are checking credit. And and sometimes little basic jobs are checking credit as well. So sometimes they come to me for various reasons for their credit. So once we actually get their credit process, and that process can take anywhere from 3 to 6 months, sometimes a year, just depending on what they have on their credit report. So we work with anyone who has bankruptcy, tax liens, any derogatory items that we could get off, potentially get off the credit report. Then we work with them and we sit down and kind of walk them through the steps, and they tell us what their goals are.
I love it. So on the credit, so you're doing, that's fantastic. So now, can you do this nationwide? Can they contact you? And actually, I see you're in Washington, D.C. We have a lot of listeners that are literally all over between our network of agents and brokers, and then there's buyers and sellers and general public that listen to the show. We find many people download. They may not listen to it live. Many people, because of the internet, love to download and listen to it later, as well as they pick this up through other venues. So that's why I want to know if you can do it nationwide, or they strictly have to come meet with you in person, or could they do it virtually?
No, we can do it virtually. I have clients from all the way from New York. I am located in D.C., but I have clients from New York to California, Hawaii, even Puerto Rico. So they can contact me, and we can do everything online. I like that one-on-one conversation. I like to just see what families I'm working with, because I work with them and I get really personal. So I want to really get personal with them to make sure I'm holding their hand through the whole entire process.
Fabulous. So they're going to, you're first going to pull the credit report and then go through the whole process and set them up. And then what does it cost? I know we're just going right to it, but I'm going to ask right now and then, because we have a lot to get into in the hour. What does it cost if they want, when they first have the initial setup meeting or to go over the planning?
Okay, that's a great question. Now, our cost is less than $3 a day. So I would say the initial one-time application fee of $99 and $89 to get started every month. Now, that $89, our service can be canceled at any time without any contract, and there's no penalty for canceling without a contract as well.
Okay, so the upfront fee, that's a good pro. So just to get in and consult with you and go over, it's $99 upfront, and then it'll be $89 per month until is there a year commitment, 6 month commitment, or it's until they, and you said they could cancel at any time, but is it until they feel comfortable, they have everything set up, or just looking at the step-by-steps here?
Right. So anytime they want to cancel, so if they see the results, and some of my clients have seen results within 3 months, they can cancel within those 3 months time. So there's no process. But I always tell my clients, at least stay on the program for 6 months to get all your financial affairs in order.
That's it. Okay. And then the I love it.
And
but
so we do have free
consultation.
Sorry?
Okay, so you automatically do free consultation up front.
Right.
That's really fantastic, because there's so many different businesses out there and different companies, and then people can scan the internet, and there's a lot of scams out there, right? So it's so important that people stay away from that and they get into the gist of it. So I'm assuming the credit report gets run first and then look at the whole situation. And then that's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about, so how do people reach you? We're going to go ahead and do that at the beginning, and we'll also do that throughout the end.
Great. So people can actually contact me. They can contact me via phone. My number is area code 202-796-8966. And then again, it's area code 202-796-8966. Or they can reach me via email. They can do kebgell@gmail.com.
Okay, great. And then also on LinkedIn is also a good place, too.
Right, and LinkedIn is correct. And my name is Carla Bennett, and it's Carla with a K, and it's K-A-R-L-A, last name Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. And you can definitely reach out to me on LinkedIn. I answer my LinkedIn messages. And I'm on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook.
Because we're going to circle back to it, too. This is great. Also, when you're helping companies, it says you've got sometimes you're helping them bring in, generate and profits of increasing 35%, also a pipeline of new clients and people coming in. Tell us a little bit of how that works for businesses.
Sure, not a problem. Yes, I work with several business owners and realtors and mortgage brokers. So a lot of times people love to shop, window shop, I would agree. I know most women out there love to window shop. I know I'm one of those women. So a lot of times people love to shop for homes. Even they might not qualify for the home, but they love to shop for homes. So a lot of times they get those buyers or those potential buyers in there, and they haven't gone through the process of getting pre-qualified for a mortgage. So once they get pre-qualified and they may not be qualified at that moment, we can still work with those buyers to actually turn them around to get them qualified. Now, that's either get them qualified for a home, that car, solar panels, because I know that's really popular up north, to save energy, or whatever they're trying to do as well. And I've worked with a lot of other realtors, mortgage brokers, people, even CPAs, even bankruptcy attorneys, because I work with a lot of those, because, of course, the bankruptcy wipes everything out, but they need something positive along those lines to actually get some of those straight lines and also take that bankruptcy off of their credit report as well. So, therefore, they have clients that come in every day, and they turn around. I know real estate agents, for every 10 clients that comes into their doors, they may turn around 6 to 7 of those people just because they don't qualify for those credits. But what if we can get some of those people back into the doors? That's 5 additional homes that you can make and sell someone that you potentially couldn't sell before. And now you have a track system and somebody actually working with them and that would keep in contact with them as well on your behalf. And this is no cost to any of the business owners.
I don't know. How do you guys do it for such a small nominal fee? It's just amazing how low your fee is.
We try to keep our costs down because we want to make it affordable for people. We're trying to get them on the right path. Because not only that, we actually have a program where we actually educate our clients as well. We don't just send them out there because we don't want our clients to be repeat offenders. So we educate them to the utmost of how to maintain their credit, and not only credit, but just the financial overall well-being. We work with their debt ratio as well and help them get out of debt and eliminate those debts as well.
That's fantastic. It just seems, you know, people, when they change their mindsets and they start to look at it and look at the big picture, it really makes such a difference. And, you know, we're such creatures of habit that it's so easy to go back and redo and do what they're used to doing, right? So this is just, I love how you have the, you look at the whole picture and not just one piece of it, since it all ties in together. And then do you have certain attorneys or people you draw to? I know, for example, like prepaid legal will automatically set up a will but not a trust. If somebody wants a trust, they have to pay extra money. So in the pipeline, do you actually have people you set them up with or attorneys or companies where they have access to setting up the wills and trust and start planning for their, what-if situations?
Yes, that's a great question. So we have a kind of not a standard trust, but a standard trust to your particular state. So you actually set up that process, and then if you do need help, we do have attorneys. We actually have credit attorneys on staff, but we also have attorneys that are there for you for your trust as well. So if you need someone to help set that up, we have some people on staff. And then the good thing about our service, with the $89, that's all included. There's no additional cost for that. So we have people
will set
you up and walk you through. Yes. No additional cost.
Kidding.
And we have yes. I know. When I tell people that, they're like, "What? I paid my attorney."
I mean, usually you pay $4,000. I mean, if you're going to have a trust set up, like $4,000, maybe a will a few hundred,
right.
$500 to $1,000. Yeah, that's
right. So any of that, even if you just want that particular service separate, and you say you have your credit in order and all your finances is on, you have that protected, and you just need a willpower and trust, well, we have a separate fee for that, and it's only $400 for that service. So you get all of that for $400. Now, that's only a one-time fee, and it's a one-time thing. Now, if you need to change it and say you need to change it along the line, I would just suggest you getting on the protection plan because you can change it without any cost to you for $89 a month.
So then your protection plan is another – protection plan is another fee, right? So there's plan – okay. Because it's, so they can actually come in, you assess them in the beginning to look at the whole picture, then they can actually purchase a la carte and or separately, and then also get on monthly. If they get on and start paying the $89 a month and they just want to stay on that, are there updates they receive and other information they receive so it makes sense for them to stay on that as a continuation program?
Oh, yes. So they receive updates. We receive several updates on the credit report, and not on your credit, your will. So say you buy another home or you have real estate property you want to add to your will and trust, you can add that to the will and trust without any fee. But if they want to stay on the service, yeah, that's no fee to them as well.
Fantastic. So you must have a really nice, a large network of attorneys you work with as well.
I have a large attorneys, CPAs, real estate agents, real estate agents with real estate attorneys. So, yeah, my network is pretty extensive. So
huge. Fantastic. It makes such a difference because what people don't know is what we don't know, right? You know, and when they can go in. It's amazing the sense of security that can come through with once these things are set up instead of just not out there, and so many people do not have these things covered at all. So it's interesting. So the credit repair is just one aspect. You know, I've been in the industry over 32 years, 33, oh my gosh, it's time's flying. And, you know, when loans were done back in the 80s, you know, in early 90s, we had situations where if somebody had gone through a bankruptcy or, you know, different scenarios, the underwriters took everything into account and said, hey, if this makes sense, yeah, we can see, you know, they pay their bills on time, this was a one-time event, or this happens, and of course now it's a mess, but we can see that they're, you know, overall they're paying and we're going to give them a loan. Back in the mid to late 90s, they started this credit scoring, and it's a whole new ball game. People have to have a certain score to be able to be placed in certain loan programs, which makes it harder for a lot of people, I think, because, you know, their story or their situation or their reason doesn't always apply, right? It makes a difference where their score is. So I think VA can take it in, high 500s, and FHA is maybe 620, 30. Don't quote me because a lot of these changes. And then a lot of lenders want to see over 700 these days. So so you go in, when you go in and analyze and say, hey, we can get your score up by doing this, 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 and you actually give them a plan, which I am amazed that you can like charge a $99 upfront fee and then $89 a month to do it. It's just it amazes me, just blows me away, because it just, even an hour of your time would be worth more than that, you know. So is that basically getting it right? That's basically what you're doing with it on the credit score side?
Right, on a credit score, and you're absolutely right. Back in the 90s and things like that, it was a lot easier. It was more personable, I think, in the early 90s and 80s because people had lives, and people still have lives today, and things happen. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. And a lot of times back in the day, people could see that. Now it's all about computer, you know, what does the computer tell me? These are the facts and figures that I have to. And it is, and like you said, we had a recession. And it doesn't say, hey, we had a recession. This person had a great job for 20 years or 15 years, and they just had a rough time. Now they're back on their feet, and it's just a credit. Or maybe they had to file bankruptcy because they were going to lose everything, and they did the right thing. So we go in, and we're sympathetic to our clients, and we have compassion for our clients. That's why we take time to actually walk them through the process and not just treat them like another number or another client. It's actually someone, a physical person. You may not be physically in front of me, but you're physically, I can see your name and I can talk to you or I can communicate with you on the over via email, but we want to make that personal transition
You're not judging. Yeah, you're not judging people.
Right.
Unfortunately, the scoring kind of judges people, and it's really, you know, I remember a case late 80s where a gentleman, I sold him a house and he had to file bankruptcy because he literally was jumped and stabbed a bunch of times. I mean, it'd be, you know, just walking down the street. I mean, it happened, and he ended up in the hospital for months, and, you know, he almost lost everything and had huge hospital bills. And, you know, they gave him the loan because it all made sense. You know, it was an obvious situation and through not his fault. And nowadays, this scoring is so different. You know, it's so you're educating people on the little things that make a difference with scoring versus not, right? Because I love what you're doing, because we see so many people that say, I can't buy a house. I'm never going to buy a house. That's not even on the radar because of X, Y, Z. And that's not always the case, right? And then they can start feeling empowerment and get back into transitioning and getting this done. So I love that you're looking at the whole picture in what you do to put it over there. Let me ask you a rapid score, which you're probably familiar with rapid score, where somebody's purchasing a home and then they're able to, there's something that shouldn't have been on the credit, they're able to take it off and redo the credit and hopefully have it cleared up within a few days so that within a couple weeks it's you know, done. What do you think about rapid score? Because I've seen situations where sometimes it works and sometimes it lowers their score. So there's, you know, things out there that can be risky in dealing with the credit, cleaning up the score. I'm not sure if you're familiar
right.
with that.
Right, yeah, I'm familiar with that because I've worked with several lenders, and they are able to do that only on certain situations, like you said. It's a hit or miss. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So I would suggest them, and sometimes it may come off their report just for that one time, but maybe a year, next year, 6 months down the line, it comes right back. It's because if they want to get that loan, they want to get that right now loan. And you want something, when we do our services, it does not come back because we use the law to its advantage.
They shouldn't be able to put it back on if they take it off, huh? But they're able to get it on there. That's
Sometimes they do. Sometimes the credit, because people think that the credit reporting agencies are government agencies, and which they're not. They're actually private industries. So, but they have their government regulated. But this is private industry. Just like every credit repair company is government under FCC guidelines, and we have to operate by those guidelines as well.
Okay. Well, what do you think about with the credit report? Since we're on that subject right now. When somebody, they say, hey, it's supposed to fall off of my report in like 7 years, and then somebody told me, in my industry, I hear it all, that, you know, with what I'm doing, but then somebody said that if it falls off and then a new company, say a company start calling you and you take their calls, that it can be back on your report. Now, I don't know what that means, but I guess it's just, is there something where the companies sell off the debt or sell off the bad credit, which they come off their books, to other companies, and then the other companies go after people for it. Do you know how that works? I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. I can definitely talk to that because I see this with a lot of my clients, and actually I was talking just this morning, I was just talking to my cable provider because he had to upgrade my internet service. He had a student loan debt, a Sallie Mae that was in default. And like I tell my clients, you have that contract with Sallie Mae. So after 120 days, they sell the debt for pennies on the dollar. And it's ridiculous how much money they sell it for. And they sell it to ABC Company. Well, ABC Company buys it, and now they're calling you. You have no obligation to ABC Company. You have an obligation to Sallie Mae. So when anything that you pay ABC Company, that's a bonus. Because they say you had a debt for $1,000. And they sell it for $50. So anything they get over $50, they're excited for. So by law, you don't owe the ABC Company. And once you actually answer that phone call or talk to ABC Company and confirm that you are that person, that new debt starts the seven-year cycle again. So that's why you see debts on your credit report 7 years, 7 years, 7 years, because they continue to sell the debt.
But how does it – because it seems like – I mean, I don't know. Cause I've been in the contract business for years, and I've helped people. But it seems like if the contract – say the contract signed with the cable company or the school, Sallie Mae. I'm not the cable company. Say the it doesn't transfer over. It doesn't say – because a lot of times companies will be sold, and they can still take that debt and take it over to the new company. So I don't know if there's an agreement or something, but you're saying most of the time it's not then. You're saying most of the time there's not a new agreement, but then if you agree, your 7 years starts. Boy, that's really – it seems like there's a lot of little loopholes in the law that can really hurt the consumer, which I know usually they try to protect the consumer. It just sounds so vague, you know, that they could do that and then the clock starts. So is a person – so, wow – if it's the 7 years. So say it's 6 years, and somebody starts calling, a debt collector starts calling the person, then it starts the whole cycle over again? This is so bizarre
to
me.
That is correct. And it also depends on the state, because certain states have certain years. It just varies on your state how long they actually can keep the credit, that how long, let's say, Sally Mae can actually keep that score, that credit for your bad debt. And it depends on the state.
Right.
But usually it's 7 years across the board. Some states may be five, but usually, or six, but usually seven across the board. But, yeah, if they start calling, say, the state of Florida, I think it's Florida, it's maybe 5 years, and they call and they maybe sell the debt off the fifth year, and they start calling, and now you're from ABC Company, and they say, hey, yes, we're ABC, but we're calling on behalf of Sally Mae. And they're accurate. They're calling on behalf of Sally Mae because Sally Mae was the originator of that.
Right. Right.
But they're no longer the owner of the debt. And so, yes, they're calling on behalf because they're selling me, again, with the originator. And that's how that seven-year cycle begins over again, because you confirm, yes, I have a new agreement with ABC Company, so now my debt has started over again. The new seven-year process has started over.
So if a person says, hey, I don't agree, I had the debt with Sally Mae, and because I thought government and student loans would be a bigger thing. I mean, say they said, I don't agree, I had the debt with the other company, and that's been written off, for example. They can say no, or would you say for a consumer it's better to try to negotiate and even pay 50 cents on the dollar or offer a very small nominal fee?
Now, if you don't want to use our services and you do feel like this is a debt, I would try to work with your original creditor before. Now, if you do, or if not, you do want to work with the ABC company, again, settle for pennies on the dollar, but get everything in writing. Everything must be in writing. I cannot state that. No, get everything in writing. Never give them access to any your ACH or checking account. Never give them that.
Okay.
Give them everything in writing. And also get in writing to see, once we settle this agreement, you will remove this off my credit report. Because by law, they don't have to remove off the credit report. They can just put paid as agreed, and it still remains on your credit report. And it still hurts you just because you paid for the debt. It still remains on your credit report.
So if they have the lever, the company there can actually take it off the report, not just put it paid as agreed or settled for less than agreed or something, right? I've seen that on the reports before, where it's like settled as less. They have the right to take it off? I didn't know that. Wow.
Yes, they can, because they actually pay. That's how the credit bureaus make their money, through these companies. When they actually report to the credit bureaus, they pay them to keep this debt on your credit report. Because it ensures them that, hey, it's on my credit report, so, hey, I'm here. You got to call me because I'm on your credit report. I'm here. ABC Company's on your credit report. We're not going anywhere. So, and you've already confirmed that this is the debt that you owe to us now. So, hey, we're working on behalf of Sally Mae. So I always tell people, yeah, if you want to pay the debt and if you think the debt is yours and you don't want to use a credit report company, do those things. Make sure you get everything in writing. Pay for pennies and the dollars, and never give them access to your bank account, credit card information, anything like that, because they will try to take more than what the agreement is sometimes. But make sure you get everything in writing.
Wow. So just like if somebody short sales a house, for example, they owe $500,000 on the house, they can only sell it for $400,000, and that means the bank's only going to get $400,000, and there's a $100,000 difference. So they're shorting the bank, not necessarily on purpose, just because they didn't have a choice. The bank will still, unless they had filed a bankruptcy or it was discharged, or we did have federally laws that extended that for your residential property, that they didn't have to pay a loss on it. But when it's a short sale, they would typically get a 1099 to say there was a loss. So with the credit, I'm assuming that's the same thing. If somebody owes $5,000 and they only pay $2,500 on it, would they would get a 1099 for the difference and possibly have to pay taxes?
But a lot of collection companies, unfortunately, like banks, they may not get a 1099. For student loans, maybe, but a lot of times they don't get a 1099. It just depends on that particular company.
What about like with cars, automobiles, and other cars, because I just thought when they, I thought when the bank, the companies legally write these off, they have to IRS send that in. So
right, and so yeah, banks will do that process. So they would send you a 1099, for instance, for less than the debt, and you would have to pay taxes on that for a house as well. But for maybe for a credit card, and say you settled on the debt, and say the credit card was $10,000, you paid only $1,000. They have to send that information. Sometimes they do, because, and sometimes they don't, because the now once they sell the debt to the ABC company, that debt may be $50, but you've paid $1,000.
Oh, that's great.
So technically, technically you don't owe them, you know, the IRS anything. So it just depends, because they actually bought it for less than what you're paying for it.
That's fantastic. So you actually, with the clients you bring, you know, when they sign up for you, will you actually do all this for them if they need you to?
Yes, we actually have credit attorneys that will work with them. You know, we can't answer some of the questions. We have credit. Well, we have credit attorneys that write all the letters. Credit attorneys or paralegals, they write all our letters and they go through everything in detail. Now, if a person has filed bankruptcy, we have special attorneys that actually will help with our bankruptcies, because we're able to get those things off your credit, potentially get those items removed from your credit report, such as tax liens, bankruptcy, things like that. But what good thing is, in the summertime, the government has passed a law that says a lot of those things that's on your public record for tax liens, those items and court judgments will no longer be reported on your credit report.
Why?
That's a law they just passed.
Really? A law just passed this past summer, you mean? This past summer?
Well, this past year. Well, so the new fiscal year is July 1. So July 1, that law will take place.
You're kidding. That's really great for people.
No, that is going to be awesome, because tax liens and that held up so many of my clients from purchasing a home. So this year that law is going to be in effect.
You mean they're not going to – so anybody – starting July 1st, anybody that gets a tax lien or a public record is not going to be on the credit report anymore? Oh, my God, that's amazing. That just blows me away. Wow.
Yes,
in the whole country?
Yes.
Or
so,
is that it's a federal law?
Yes, federal law. So, yeah, they've passed that, so that's going to be amazing. Now, the bankruptcy will show up, but tax liens, judgment, things like that won't show up on your credit report.
So are they going to grandfather – it's going to keep anyone it has, it's going to still have it, it's just going to be moving forward?
Yes.
Or I don't know.
I'm maybe grandfathering, so people who have had that, they can go back and dispute that with the credit reporting agencies. But they should be able to – and if they don't, of course, they have to now by law. So if you see that – if you have that on your credit report, go to the credit – each credit reporting agency and let them know. Yes, that is going to be a great game changer, especially for realtors and mortgage brokers. So I'm letting – and even insurance companies, people don't realize that. I work with a lot of insurance adjusters, because your car insurance, your house insurance, is all based on your credit score. And a lot of people don't know that. Yeah. You can have a DUI in your credit, and your credit be horrible, and the person who has a DUI will get a cheaper insurance rate than someone who has bad credit.
Really?
Yeah, your credit score affects. Your credit score affects.
But I
everything.
Didn't know. But like when they're looking at the credit, like for example, if I was going to say, okay, I'm going to rent out one of my private properties or whatever, and I want to look at their credit report, I would want to know if they had any judgments or bad credit, you know, at myself, like which I think most are going to want to know. So they've passed the law that's not going to be on there, huh?
You mean
so? It's still credit cards.
Go ahead.
Credit cards and other things are going to, consumer loans are going to be on there, but not, wow, that's amazing. That's like, things are changing so fast. It just really amazes me. What's the premise behind them saying it's not going to be on someone's credit report anymore if they have a judgment or public record?
I'm not sure the premise of it, but I know, like you're saying, I know for my landlords, that could be an issue, because you want to make sure they don't have an eviction. Because, of course, when you file, you go through the court and you have a judgment.
Right.
But I'm not sure. Maybe that's held up in the past. I'm not sure. I know this is a recent thing that's happened. But it's hindered a lot of people from moving forward. For instance, like the crash that happened in 08, when people had to lose their homes, or people had to people took them from court because they lost their job. And again, they're decent people. But they just had bad situations.
Oh, no, it was out of their control. No, out of their control.
Right.
But lots of times it would be two.
Consumers.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But just because usually it would be 2 years to 4 years, depending on what you had, whether it was a foreclosure, bankruptcy, or whatever. You know, you're looking at 2 to 4 years before you can just reestablish and get another property. And then I know FHA has some situations that it can actually be after a year with extenuating circumstances and some other things in place. So I'm just – it just blows me away because things are changing so much, you know. I'm not saying it's not good. I think it's great for people. I'm just wondering you know, how far that goes if they change law and set precedent for public records and judgments and things like that. Does it have a time limit? Does it say they're coming off, they're not allowed to be on there for after a certain period or just immediately? I'm wondering. We'll have to look it up, huh?
I think it's immediate. Yeah, I definitely have to look it up. And anybody who wants to know more information, they definitely can reach out to me and we can definitely have that personal conversation. But I think it's immediately and people can actually go back and look at that and see what happens, but that, I mean, it helps the consumer. Yeah, and it definitely helps the consumer. So it's definitely, things are changing.
I think it's wonderful, but I can see the credit card companies and other lend, you know, the big players filing suits saying, wait a minute, you're letting them do it, but then we're still, you know, or something, or somebody, I can see somebody somewhere doing something, but that's fantastic. I had no idea. That is amazing.
Of course, that was going to be my next thing. Somebody is going to file a lawsuit, a big company is going to file a lawsuit and say, hey, especially apartments. I see this with apartments because if you can't see a person and they had a judgment, say they had 5 evictions in there and the apartment people took them to court and then they have all these judgments and that goes away. So how can I tell if this person had is going to be a good tenant or not? So I can see the big apartment companies maybe taking that to court and issue things like that.
Well, you know, I wouldn't want to see like the lenders for house buying loans. I wouldn't want to see them also penalize other people because they're saying we don't know, you know, if the so their way of getting the money might be to raise their points or rates. Of course, we have, you know, we're tied in with the index and T-bills, and, you know, there's so much more that gets into all of this when we look at the whole picture. But I just wouldn't want to see, typically when something's saved somewhere, it comes from somewhere, right? But I think it sounds great. It sounds, blows me away. I'd love to find out because we have people, you know, our networks across the country, and I think a lot of agents and brokers could go back to past clients and say, hey, guess what, you know? But it gets to be so technical, right, when you're looking at one thing and the other.
It gets to be so technical and murky water. So you have to be careful. I mean, lenders, like you said, real estate agents and brokers and mortgage people can reach back into their pile of people and things like that. And we go talk to people who are in apartments as well. We go talk to people and have community service, and we go out to your community and talk to them about buying homes. And now that kind of creates a broader market for those people who thought they couldn't purchase a home, could purchase a home now.
Right.
And not have those items on their credit report, and it's hindered them. So it's a great for realtors and mortgage brokers and things like that. And, yeah, great for them.
Fantastic. Oh, that's just – I'm glad that's fantastic. It's really amazing. So what's the part – so you see the whole picture. I mean, you look at the whole picture and then you chunk it down. Also, you also get the people to get their will in place or trust or whatever they need. It's tragic. I know my father, when he died in 1985, did not have his will in place, and he had been separated. He wasn't fully divorced, and that was a long story. But it was very, very – a lot to do for us. And then my brother passed, and he didn't have a will. And, you know, it just – I talked to so many people that they don't have things in place. Now, I have – all of it in place because of what I've been through. Probably I don't want my son to, you know, every day have to deal with what I have to deal with. But yeah, it's just amazing. And you make it so easy, it sounds like. And it really is important to come to an expert like you and just like with me and real estate, you know, the knowledge is power. And people many times just don't know what they don't know, which could make it a lot more simple. So it definitely behooves them to touch base with you and have an initial consult at the very least, right? Because you know what to do and how to, what direction to put them in. Let's get your contact information again. We have about 15 more minutes. I told you it was going to fly by. I want to make sure people know.
So yeah.
Oh my gosh! And this is Natalie Mullinex. We're listening to Carla. We have Carla Bennett on the line. This is Realty Universal Radio, and people that know us know they can go to radio@realtyuniversal.com or go to Realty Universal, and then we'll put you everybody in touch. But then we have people that don't know us, so let's get your contact information.
Okay, great. My contact information. My name is. You can find me on LinkedIn. It's Carla, and it's Carla with a K, K A R. L.A., and last name is Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, and my phone number is area code 202-796-8966, or you can reach me via email, and my email address is kebgellc@gmail.com. And again, you can reach me either via phone. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
You can reach me by phone. Or by text or either one.
I just want to clarify. It's K-E-B-G-E or N-N.
Oh, sorry. K-E-B-G-L-L-C. Sorry. LLC@gmail.com.
L-L-C.
I don't need email addresses. Yes.
No, I know. I'm writing it down, though. Yeah. I might have written a letter off, and I just want to re-clarify it again. So K-E-B-G-L-L-C@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. Fantastic. And
you can reach me on LinkedIn. You can find me on LinkedIn and Facebook or Instagram as well. My Instagram handle, I call myself Miss Credit Cleaner because I'm able to clean your credit to get to those scores that you wanted to receive.
Miss Credit Cleaner. I like that. Miss Credit Cleaner.
Yes.
Okay. And that's Instagram. I always tell everybody, if you email and I don't respond, or please reach out, because our staff picks up all our company email, and then I have email, and then I'm not going to see it all the time, and it goes in the junk mail and spam. So we always say, just if you do not get a response, please call or try again, right? Don't just assume
that somebody didn't connect with you again.
I'm
working nationwide, so definitely if you don't get me, I usually try to respond within 24 to 40 hours to my emails. Again, I get people all the time asking me questions or calling in. So if I don't respond right away, please leave me a voicemail, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. But definitely, I want to help everyone because it's a lot of Americans, with about 43 Americans under 599 credit score in America. The rates are alarming, very alarming. So definitely,
43 how many?
43 million people.
No way. Really?
Right, yes. Yes.
Wow, that's
under
amazing.
599
that's
credit score. Right, you'll be surprised. Especially in the northern areas, just because you have a high income. Like I'm in D.C. and a lot of government workers here, but they have high incomes. They make over six figures, but their credit scores are sometimes in a low five or even lower. Because they live on cash. They expend over. Of course, we have the system. Want to keep up the Joneses, or maybe you go over your means.
Sure.
And you just have situations that happen. And you try to get yourself and climb yourself back out of that, or you just have those credit cards. And one good piece of advice I can give to your listeners is try to use your credit cards less than 30%. That I tell people that all the time. Use it less than 30% of your balance. So if you have a credit card and you have $1,000, try to use no more than $300 on your credit, of your available credit. And you want to pay the bill off before it actually is a due date, because they report sometimes before the due date is on your credit card. That's one of the key items that will keep your credit score on date. And, of course, make sure you pay everything on time, all your bills on time. Make sure you pay that on time, because late payments definitely can put you back anywhere from 6 months to a year on your credit report.
Yeah, that's and then I guess it's good that you'll start paying down on the ones with the highest interest rate first, and then come down, right? It's so many things.
Right.
It's just
Right. And those are the key things. Those are some things that we educate our clients, and definitely boost up some positive trait lines. Maybe get a credit card, or a secured or unsecured card from your bank as well. Become an authorized user on someone's card. Those are just some of the key items that we help our clients use, and so that we can educate them financially, because financial literacy for our country is at a key core. Because imagine if you had this information in high school, where would some of your listeners be right now? if they had just a half of what
you
they
learn
now
I think
in
we
high
should,
school.
I agree. I think we should have a class start in elementary school that goes on mindsets, financing, life, real life, rather than just we need all the training, we need all the education we have with science, math, English, et cetera, and, you know, and all that other. But I think the basics on a life, because people go through and keep repeating and repeating on situations that could be much simpler and make their life so much easier. I think we have a whole
right.
–
Right, and so that's what we partner with a nonprofit organization called Youth Literacy Financial Program. We actually go into schools, like you're saying, we go to elementary schools, we go to middle schools, and we go to high school. And we actually, this is a free program. We provide all the materials, and we train the students for 2 months. And after those 2 months, the school actually receives money for it. We actually give the school money and give the kids a certification and actually teach them and help them in their finances. Yes, and we also give scholarships away. Just last year.
So this is called Youth Literacy Financial Program you put together? Okay.
Yes, yes. So we partner with the Youth Literacy Financial, we call it YFL. We partner with them and actually educate our students so they can be financial savvy once they graduate from high school. And it's free to the school, and we give the school money. For every 35 students, we'll give $500 to the school so they can spend it on anything they like. And we'll come in and give those students a little pizza party and give them certifications so they can and just celebrate them as overall and invite them to award ceremonies like their parents, and so they can be financial literate when they actually graduate from high school.
Wow. Knowledge is power. And
knowledge is definitely power.
Mm.
And also we give away scholarships as well. Yeah, we give away. Last year we gave over $250,000 away last year and $25,000 to one child to scholarship. Hopefully this year we're hoping to give away one scholarship that lasts a whole year for one full-year paid tuition. So we educate them as well, and there's a few items of requirement. Of course, to be financially literate, we educate you and, you know, how can you go moving forward. But we invite you to Vegas for our natural convention. We pay for your family to come out, and we'll present you with this check on stage. You and your family, you get to spend a weekend in Vegas on us, and we just educate you about the finances and your financial literacy, and we actually go over those things as well. So we want to start young because, again, what if we had this information when we were in high school? Where would we be right now?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of it comes with fear and not knowing, and then people get, and it's just amazing to me I think I would love to see it in elementary schools, you know, the class that really focuses on more of mindset, self-esteem, and finances, and it was just incredible. You know, to help the youth and look at the generations to come. Wow. I love it. This is...
Of course, and mindset is wonderful because if you change a person's mind, you change their whole program and reprogram them, everything they've learned, and expand their mind on their future. And the future could be enormous. So... just mindset, positive thinking, positive building, things like that to help. Because our kids are our next generation. Our kids are our future. They're the ones that's going to take care
Absolutely.
Of us and hope for our next generation. So we want to make sure
take care
we
of
have
us. No, I'm just laughing at that. You know, they talk about countries where people live the longest. I was looking at Georgia is one of the countries, and people are living to be over 100. And the families live together many, many generations. And you see that in a lot of other countries, that in America we do that less and less, right? And we need to get back to some of that. That's why I was laughing. I mean, in China, lots of times once the mother or father turns 50, they take care of them after that, right? And we don't kind of – it's just – I'm just laughing. And all of that would make such a difference, wouldn't it? Getting many areas back in to education and to family and life. And I'd love to see God back in schools. You know, I really would, just because I think the value system,
makes
such a difference.
I agree. I agree. Yes, I hate that when they took God out of the prayer out of school. And of course, we do respect faith. But again,
right.
prayer, because prayer changes things. I am a testimony of prayer changes things. I knew I wasn't the best student in school, but I had a praying grandmother and I had a praying mother that actually changed my life, and a praying father as well. My whole family is in the background. So definitely just in that aspect, and be a good steward over your money and finances. That, I mean, we tied it back into finances, being a good steward of your finances. Because if you spend less than you what you make, you definitely will have that little savings and things like that. And we also teach you about saving and how to save up for it. And we may connect you with a financial planner that actually can build wealth for your generation to leave for your children's children.
That's fantastic. And can you do it for people when they're a lot older, too? I'm just laughing.
We'll try.
Fantastic.
We definitely try to help anyone. Yeah.
God, it's been such a pleasure to have you on. This has just been wonderful. And I want to be in touch, too, to see how we can work together through our networks around the country, because this is so needed. And, you know, we can all do this together, right? We can't do it alone. We have to really network and put it out there and make sure. And it's what I love about is when we're referring, you know, people through our network, we already know they're good people, solid people. It's all, you know, and that's just, it means so much. Take that stress away from people of knowing who they're dealing with, you know, if it's good or not. And what you've put together, what you all are doing is just fantastic. My hat's off to you with what you're doing with the Loose Youth Literacy Financial Program, too. It's just huge. These seeds planted are going to make a huge difference.
Right, because we're trying to plant seeds. Unfortunately, we're trying to plant seeds into the kids so we won't have clients. I mean, that kind of is sad and good in the same thing.
I love
it. We want
to. No, but you'll still have clients because there's still, everybody needs, you know the one thing about that? You'll still have clients because all of this and what we do in praying, oh my gosh, I'm a prayer warrior. What we do, it's a daily thing. I don't know if you've ever heard of Mary Morrissey. She's amazing and teaches a lot of life transformation for years and years and years. She does a lot of the Dream Builder programs and Life Solution programs all around the world. And she tells a story about her son Matt saying, when he was a little tiny little boy, 5 or 6 years old, saying, oh my gosh, you know, when is this going to end? And he was talking about his mom making him brush his teeth in the morning and brush his teeth at night, you know, and she was like, this is going to be for the rest of your life. This is a, you know, we pick up grit, we pick up food, we pick up things, and we have to do this daily, daily brushing our teeth, right? And that's what I think life is about, you know, when we pray in and we take care of ourselves and the financial and everything. This is a lifelong process. It's not like we can say, hey, I got everything perfect now, and okay, great, now I'm done, right? We're growing and we're evolving, and it's a forever thing. And so you'll have plenty of customers and clients, believe me, because you teach all the babies to do all of this, and they're going to come back to you. They're still going to need so much more that's happening, you know, with technology and what we're doing. Oh, my gosh, it's going to be amazing.
Yes, you still need that will, because no matter what, you still need, like you said, your situation, you still need that will. I see so many of my clients, they're in probate court, and they have houses that their parents or grandparents or land that left them. And they were such in probate court. So that's, if I can stress anything, I would stress getting your financial affairs in order. Yes, you won't be here, but what about your family that will? Do you want them to have and say, yeah, you know, unfortunately, like, yes, I miss my mother, my father, but they left their affairs in order. So the probate court is not 6 months to a year. It may be a couple of months. And you don't have to have these attorney fees and hire these exuberant attorney fees when you can just pay a couple of $1,000 and you'll have the property and you'll have that grandparent and you can pass that property for generations to generations because you want to leave something for your children's children. That's what the Bible teaches us, to leave a legacy, not just for your children, but for your children's children. So definitely want to leave a legacy. If anything, I could tell you is get your financial affairs in order.
You know, people are going through enough stress when they lose a loved one that they, you know, it's hard to do that and then try to plan this, do the funeral and do this and do that and know where everything is. And this little bit of preparation goes a long way, doesn't it? Huge.
Right,
huge.
It goes a long way. So, yes, I would definitely say a little preparation, a little paperwork in the beginning. Get your financial affairs in order. Make sure you have that life insurance. Make sure you have that will. Make sure you have everything in order because even if you're not, even if you don't die, say if you've just been in a coma for 3 months, who's going to take care of your bills? Who has your medical financial powers attorney? So we hope you take care of all of that. All of that is included in our protection plan. Yes.
I love it. I love it. Wow. This has been amazing, incredible, and needed for everybody. There's not one person out there that wouldn't need to do this, you know, to have things
right,
in order.
Right, and our services are very affordable, very affordable. So, yes, definitely it's well needed throughout the community. We help you, and even if you don't use our services, we try to connect you with someone who maybe can, and we just want to help you overall financially and just give you a financial literate person in America today.
God bless you. This is fantastic. I'm going to set up another meeting with you so we can talk about, okay, when we go off to, we can talk about.